This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Vinny from New York, giving you a call again. Just wanted to give you guys a call, and I want to start off with a moment of gratitude. So today actually was a very special day for me personally. I actually happened to graduate from the NYPD Academy today. In very unusual circumstances, considering all that's going on with the corona outbreak that's been gripping the nation. We are being sent out and mobilized much earlier than we were supposed to. Our graduation was canceled, and all the end of academy ceremonies and all that have pretty much gone out the window, and they just need bodies out on the street, being that New York is the epicenter of this. But with that said, what I wanted to say was I wanted to thank you guys, because I've been listening to your show for years now, pretty much from the beginning. And over the last 6 months, your show was something that I would be able to come home to and detach from the academy and getting screamed at and running for miles and miles in the gym and all that. So like so many other people out there, I know that this show is such a source of comfort and joy for people. And it most certainly has been for me throughout the years, but certainly over the last 6 months. So thank you for what you guys do. And, you know, we all encourage you to keep doing that. So thank you. Moving on to a couple of quick stories that have actually happened here in where I live, over the last couple of months. Now, as we've discussed in the past, I am an investigator here in New York. And this past fall, September 1st of this year, my father actually passed away. He had been sick for a while. And so that was pretty tough. And then I went to the academy. He died September 1st. I went to the academy October 7th. So I didn't really have much time to really process what had happened before going into such a bizarre situation such as the academy. With that said, there's only been a few things that have happened, and I'll tell them quick, that are unusual. I'm not going to say necessarily that they are paranormal, but certainly not normal. So my father was cremated, and I wanted to take the majority of his ashes. My aunts took some, and I took the majority of them. And I have them on my bookshelf with a beautiful picture of him. And shortly after coming home with him, I've only really had two things happen. First was, I was doing dishes one night, and I had set up by my front door a trash bag that I was going to take out with me when I left the apartment. And so I was doing dishes, and I took a piece of paper towel, and I wiped up the counter, and I just kind of casually tossed it in the corner of the room in the direction of the trash bag. And all of a sudden the lights went out, and it scared the hell out of me. And I ran across the room, and I turned the light back on, and I could not figure out what happened. The only possible logical solution was that the paper towel hit the switch, but it's like a flat switch. It's not like a, like a peg looking. It's more like a flat one. And I took that piece of paper towel, and I was pegging it. I was just like trying to hit it as hard as possible, and it would not turn the switch off. And I was right on top of it, like, you know, balled up. I threw it like across the room, just like very casually in the direction of the basket. And somehow it hit that light. That had never happened before. It hasn't happened since. So that was weird thing number one. Second thing was, for the academy, I had to have a bunch of like school supplies, and I had a little envelope with, like a little zip up thing with pens and pencils and such. And I kept that in my bag. And one day it went missing. I just could not find it anywhere. I looked all throughout my recruit bag, all over my bookshelf, everywhere. I could not find it. And I was like, I guess I lost it at the academy last week. Went to the store, got a new one, had it for about a week. Get home one day, I reach into the bag, and there is my old envelope, the old zip-up pouch, like right in the middle of the bag. There's no way I couldn't have missed it. So that was the second thing that was kind of unusual. Again, I'm not necessarily saying that it's my dad, but here's the last bit, okay? When I first brought my father's ashes to my apartment after his funeral, I had them, and being that I'm an investigator, this is what we do. I happen to have some equipment here in my apartment, so I took my K2 meter, and I just turned it on, and I placed it on top of the box. Now, it's a wooden box, and anyone who's had ashes before of a family member, they know that it usually comes in a plastic bag. It's condensed into a plastic bag, and you know, it's placed into whatever container you're going to use. And that K2 meter, anyone who knows, or an EMF detector knows how they're used. They measure electrical magnetic fields. This thing went all the way to red, and there's no reason why it should be doing that. I took it off the box, went to green. I put it back on, went to red. I said, okay, we're done with that. So again, is it a ghost? Is it my dad? Who knows? But so that's just my little story I wanted to share with you guys. Again, thank you so much for what you do. I actually go on patrol starting tomorrow morning, and so we'll see what happens. And I know that you guys take these stories a few months in advance before they're actually released. So we'll see. Hopefully this thing clears itself up. I hope you guys are being safe out there, and all your listeners are being safe, and let's just get through this thing together, right? Keep doing what you do, guys. Thank you so much.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.